right, here we are. We're back in my holiday hut. Trying to think of different Christmas carols to sing around every guest that I get here. Here comes Katie. Here comes Katie. You're coming right down Santa Claus Lane? You are.
Well, I am.
Katie Rauber in from the Chamber. How's your weekend? You have a good weekend?
It was insanely busy.
I know. You're always busy. Yeah, you go everywhere.
Exceptionally insanely busy, mm-hmm. but in a good way. There's just so much going on.
Yeah.
I had a skating competition, and there was ice shows and Christmas cantatas that we all went to, and football banquets, and
you got to touch all bases.
Yeah,
and
I do.
And
I got
do.
My fingers and everything. It was probably the busiest weekend of the entire year.
Wow.
I would really have to say that. So and now, that one even beat Chalkfest, I think.
Do you just get to skate now and just enjoy the holidays?
Yeah, I think. Okay, yeah, it is kind of now winding down. It is.
What in the world? I mean, your sheet is full of things.
It is. It's not as jam packed this week.
Okay.
But there's still lots going on.
Still looks full.
Yes.
All right. I'll just let you take off and talk about things.
Just to hit it out of the park right away. We're still doing Keep the Cheer Here.
Yeah, it's still going on.
It's still, you know, in full swing, mm-hmm. really. So shop local. And if you spend more than $20 at a participating business, you get to sign up for the Keep the Cheer Here. There's still a handful of businesses that haven't given away their $100 for their individual business. But then they keep them out until the 23rd because you have a chance to win $1,000 in Chamber Bucks.
All right.
So, still not over.
We're doing that
on the 23rd, Monday the 23rd. We're going to do a Facebook Live.
And that is a nice little grab there.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah,
that's
you can
a nice
do,
amount
you can
of gas.
You can do some damage with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Love that.
Somebody's going to have a very Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
What else happening?
So, starting today, Rise Studio, the yoga studio over at Heritage Square, mm-hmm. over in that area.
Boy, they're busy.
Yes, they are. They have lots going on, and she's really ramping up for the Christmas season. So today, she's hosting a special Christmas yoga class tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm pretty sure there's Santa hats involved.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. Yeah. Bring your Santa hat with your yoga mat.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's happening at 6 o'clock. To sign up for that class, it's risestudiond.com.
Okay.
On Tuesday is an evening. Well, before I say this, Santa is very busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly busy.
Well, it's his time of year.
It's his time of year, but especially here in the Twin Towns.
After next Wednesday, there's a certain downturn that goes on. So, yeah, he's kicking it.
I know. So, an evening with Santa and Mrs. Claus from 4 to 6 p.m. You can get pictures with Santa, and I think there's cookies and treats and things like that over at RDO Equipment.
So, nice.
Yeah. It's 905 Buffalo Avenue in Breckenridge. It's out kind of, mm-hmm. you know, around the corner.
Yeah.
Off 75. At 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I said that before, but, you know.
Well, thanks to those folks for bringing the North Pole here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, he's also going to be over at St. Francis. Santa's coming to St. Francis, the hospital over there.
I had Mrs. Claus in Friday.
Do you?
I got to talk
How
to
did
Mrs.
You manage
Claus.
That?
I got connections.
You do?
Yeah.
You have people?
And she said, too, this is going to be a good party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a free event for the community, photos, crafts, and treats happening 5 to 8 p.m. So that's also going to be on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, you know, because there isn't enough to do.
Crammed into one day. I love it.
The Science School Performing Arts is putting on their holiday music concert.
All right.
The 17th at 7:30 p.m. It is a free will offering, and it's featuring the Wildcat Singers, Concert Choir, and Concert Band. Again, that's over at the Cultural Center.
Okay.
So
you get a little more holiday cheer.
You could get, you know, there's a lot of holiday cheer.
It's going on out there, man. It is river deep.
On to Wednesday, the Valley Lake Boys Home is hosting an open house out in there at the school there.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, it's more of their home there.
It's their home.
And they join us for coffee, cider, cookies, and tours. It's 3850 300th Avenue South in Breckenridge. And that's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And let me tell you, we've done this before. And those boys dress up in holiday costumes.
They have
they
some fun out there. Yeah,
so
they do.
So cute.
Yeah.
And they give you little tours, and they're so good.
Yeah.
So go join them. Go support them. They'll greatly appreciate it. Also happening on Wednesday, Blue Violin's Candlelight Christmas. Have you heard of this?
No.
So it's violins and candlelight, like 500 candles around on stage.
Wow.
And they play, you know, contemporary hits.
Where did this come from?
I just saw the flyer, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a concert that's happening over at the Cultural Center.
Holy smokes.
It's a, you know, gentlemen.
I might have to make that
girls.
One. Yeah, I might have to make that one.
It's a great date night opportunity. It's 7 p.m. The tickets are $15 to $30 a piece.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Just the picture makes me
I know.
Go.
Just so, I'm picturing this in my head going, I like ye.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Who doesn't like a violin concert in candlelight?
In candlelight, yeah.
Thursday, Casey's Bar in Breck. Casey's Bar, Breck Holiday, Thursday's Meat Wheel. Did I get that right?
Yeah,
Casey's
probably.
Bar, yeah. Breck Hockey, Thursday's Meat Wheel.
The boys on the corner, they're doing it upright for the holidays.
Okay.
I love it.
And ticket sales start at 5:30. Get your meat. Uh-huh. You know, everyone needs something to
oh, especially
on the
around
grill
the
in the wintertime.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I do. I cook in the winter, or I grill in the winter. So
do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Get to that outdoor thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I just put my grill in the basement. Just say forget about it till April.
No.
Yeah.
I crave a good bratwurst.
Okay, yeah. Get in the middle of January.
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Yeah. I do.
Good
Can't
grief.
Help it.
What else going on? Are y'all, is that the list?
That is the list. Like I said, Keep the Cheer Here is still going on. Drawings on the 23rd for the big grand prize. I think Saturday and Sunday, there's nothing on our calendar, believe it or not, because we need some time to shop local.
That doesn't happen a lot.
And you need to, you know, stocking stuffers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's great places to go get stocking stuffers.
Right.
Heritage Hallmark.
Yeah.
Where else have I gotten stocking stuffers? Tractor Supply has great ones for the dads.
Right.
And everybody who likes John Deere tractors, you know. Yeah. All also, right. There's a lot of local gifts over at the Red Door Art Gallery. They have some really great coffee mugs that have Wahpeton and Breckenridge on them.
Love that.
Hint, hint, I really want one.
Yeah.
Santa.
Yeah, run over there. Oh.
I know. And I know they have some amazing art pieces, too, if you're willing to, or if you're looking to fill those wall spaces. So
fantastic.
Yeah, hop on over there. They have some beautiful pieces. So,
Katie, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you, Bill.
You going to be here next Monday?
It's
Christmas week.
Yes, I believe
okay.
I will be. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll talk more then.
You bet.
Have a good week.
You too.
916 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. You got a cloudy sky going, 31 degrees. Good morning.
Bells will be ringing, the bad, bad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings, ooh, once again.